We do invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our public hearing portion of our meeting. So referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision 2021-20, lands of John J. Hamstead.
Mr. Chairman, I've asked Mr. Robertson to read the motion for me.
Okay.
Yep. So Mr. Hopkins' motion is to move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2021-20, right, 2021-20, for John J. Hamstead based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 5 lots on 5.034 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. 3, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. 4, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, or community facilities. 5, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. 6, the subdivision shall be served or will be served by private wells and individual on-site septic systems. The applicant has provided a septic feasibility statement for each of these proposed lots. 7, the applicant has adequately addressed the items in section 99-9C of the Sussex County Subdivision Code. 8, given the small number of lots and the design of the subdivision, lost my spot, it is appropriate to grant a waiver from the street design requirements, the forested buffer requirements, and the requirements of showing the topographic contours on the property. And 9, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 5 lots within the subdivision. B, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. C, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. D, the final site plan shall contain the maintenance obligations for the roadway serving these lots. And E, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-20, lands of John J. Hamstead. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, in accordance with the motion.
Okay. Ms. Hoy-Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Okay, our next public hearing item was an ordinance to amend the future land use map element of this comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 334-12.00-16.04.
Real quick, Mr. Whaley, would you pull out on that map a little bit so that I can see the zoning all around it? Is it? Because I'm looking on mine, and I'm like, it looks all MR, but there it only looks...
If you turn on the future, actually, it's probably helpful to clarify this. So if you turn on the future land use map, it's all coastal area.
I hit the wrong button. Okay, that's what was throwing me off. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah, I actually looked when I was up here. So next door, the Saddle Ridge, that was, that's MR. It was actually an MR-RPC that was approved in September of 2014. You know, in terms of just at least the underlying zoning, it was approved, interestingly, as a single-family condominium development. So technically it was multifamily because it didn't have any lot lines.
Saddle Ridge.
Yeah, Saddle Ridge.
And it's an MR parcel itself.
Yeah,
right?
It's MR-RPC.
Yeah, that's what I was
They converted it to a subdivision, but it was approved as a
multifamily. But it was developed at 4 units to the acre, right?
The density's not 4.
Density's not 4.
No.
I was trying to look it up as they were talking because that's what I was trying to figure out. Was it already zoned that way beforehand, or did they have to?
They rezoned it that way, and because it was AR1 and it was rezoned to an MRRPC in 2014.
Okay, that's yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's and that one's 81 units on. I don't know what the acreage is. 37 acres. So it's closer to 2.8. Yeah, 2.18. But the MR zoning there.
Okay. All right. The state, this has already gone to plus about changing the, they haven't said anything saying, no, we don't want They didn't show up at the meeting to say no, like they never did.
Yeah, nobody here, nobody was here to object to it.
I'm not going there.
My only request is that somebody else handle this because I'm not going to be here for the next meeting.
I'll take it.
Okay.
And I have no issues with the application. It's an ideal location as per the comp plan and the Route 24. I don't understand why townhouses would be any more of a problem next to a school than a residential 2 per acre. So I'll defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance to amend the future land use map element of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel 334-12.00-16.04. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote? I was going to say, how do you plead?
Mr. Chairman, if it's a deferral, you can just do it as a group.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's finally got it, and now we're messing with it.
I think he's targeting me.
He's targeting me. So many new rules here. Now we're back to the voice vote. All right, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, carried. Good grief. All right.
Long night.
Yeah.
Let's make it a little short.
All right, next item is change of zone number 1949, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company.
Mr. Chairman, I defer for further consideration.
A second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1949, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Next item was conditional use number 2304, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company.
Mr. Chairman, I defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2304, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that completes our agenda for this evening. Does anyone have anything to go to the order? Mr. Whitehouse?
Just a very short update, Mr. Chairman. We will need to put it as an agenda item for additional business at an upcoming meeting, perhaps in end of July. The document management system that staff have been working on is nearing an advanced stage where we're getting ready to reveal it to Commission and Council. We're very pleased with how it's shaping up, but it still needs a bit further work. At some point during the summer, we're going to have to find an elongated meeting to bring you in early or late, preferably early, before we'd normally start at 5 o'clock to train you on the new system. So in upcoming meetings, we'll find a date for that. So obviously, if Commissioner Stevenson's not here at the next meeting, then we won't do it on the next meeting.
Okay.
We also get Mr. Medlars to come in sometime and during a meeting to talk about how the stormwater stuff works, because, I mean, when I learned that they have to take all the trees off because they have to regrade everything, I was just heartbroken. But I don't think anybody else knows it, and so.
We can schedule a training, and we can put that on the agenda. So it's a.
Mr. Whitehouse, is the Planning and Zoning Commission, County Council bus tour still something that might happen?
It is still a thing. It's kind of with the various initiatives taking place with things like the document management system. We've not really had time to like pick a date for that. Absolutely, we still want to circle back on that. Fall is best for traffic.
I was going to say, I'd like to do it in the fall. Perfect.
Yeah. Just summer would not be.
No, it's too hot.
It's too hot.
I'd rather do it in October, November when it's cool.
To worry about our skin cancer. Gotcha.
Right.
Okay.
Anything else to go to the order? All right. No, we stand adjourned. Peace and